This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
I Don't Need an Acting Class is brought to you by WeAudition.com. So check this out. Just go on there right now and just see what it is, because it is basically the newest, coolest actor platform there is. You can find someone to run lines with before an audition. You can find someone to be your scene partner when you self-tape. If you think about it, the difference between working with a real live person versus just, you know, staring into the void of a camera lens. Anyway, check it out. WeAudition.com, and agents and casting directors, they're coming out of the woodwork to find new talent on this platform. So WeAudition.com, and if you sign up today, get 25% off when you use the code ACTINGCLASS. That's pretty good. I mean, not 10 or 15% off, 25% off when you use the code ACTINGCLASS. Let's start the show. Welcome to I Don't Need an Acting Class with Milton Justice.
Do you all understand the difference between a soul problem and a plot problem? It's a really important issue, and I think one of the things that keeps limiting our ability to get to the size of plays, to get to the size of ideas, is that we're not accustomed to making decisions based on something called a soul problem. But it just seems to me as if we can dig down and figure out what this character's problem is in terms of, and I know the reason Stella used soul problem is because she wanted us to know that's how deep it was. I mean, I know it makes sense as a concept, doesn't it?
It's like, a character can't get his car started on the road, that's a plot problem. But a character that can't get his life started, that's the soul problem.
Exactly.
I was thinking it's like the difference from the actor's perspective of looking at Golden Boy as the plot of Joe Bonaparte can't choose between winning, fighting for the money, and playing the violin. But what's really going on is, will you sell your soul or fulfill your soul?
Yeah. And I think it will help us because we know, you know, that there is a constant problem. It's been a constant problem for a long time. I have notebooks of Stella's from the 1950s that where she was talking about the same thing. And these were people who just gotten out of World War II. So you would think they would have a more connected view of life and death. So it has been going on for a long time, but it is my belief that this is what is making our work less than monumental. It's what's, it's making our work kind of tepid, polite. It's the reason I said to you in class not too long ago, don't be so polite. You know, don't be so well behaved when you're talking about what's going on with your character. But I think that's one of the issues. I think one of the issues is if we will take on board the belief that we as actors need to come up to the size of the idea. That part of what we must do if we want to be the big actors that obviously we want to do, or nobody would have stuck it out in class for over a year. So if we want to be that kind of big actor, then we have to elevate ourselves. We have to lift ourselves up to these huge, enormous ideas that have been around since, I don't know, probably since the caveman. It's not that it's easy to do that, but it's a question that we have to keep asking ourselves. It's a question. We know, I would say we know that the theater is about struggle. It's what makes it interesting. It makes it really, really interesting to watch people struggle. That's the reason I like so very few films or pieces with a shrink. Teo and I watched Something Little Lies. What are they? Big Little Lies. And it was a really good example of when the therapist was used well. You know, used well to let Nicole Kidman suffer. You know, and she keeps getting better and better. You know, but I mean, it was really, you know, for the most part, it's not necessarily something that we love, but it is something we learn from. We learn from watching a character in conflict. We learn from watching a character with problems because they're problems we understand because we're human beings. Even Nicole Kidman's problem, and that really extraordinary piece, you know, you sit there and you think to yourself, it's hard not to think to yourself, my God, what would I do? I have two kids. I live well. We have so much money. I live in a very exclusive community in Northern California with a view. And what would I do? So, you know, your immediate thing is, well, I'd leave. But what we watch the character do is we watch her problems. And we watch her struggle through her problems. And it's pretty uncompromising as a piece. I mean, you know, part of it is the sex is great. And everybody sits back and says, oh, yes, I know about that. Difficult to leave a relationship that's a bad relationship when the sex is great. But
he's a great dad.
What?
He's a great dad, too.
Yeah, and he's a great dad. So, you know, so you look at that and you see that human situation, and so you know something about it. Anyway, I urge you all in all of your work, and with Shaw, who is all about ideas, then for us to come up to the size of Mr. Shaw's ideas and move past the plot. You know, begin to ask yourself what that plot means in terms of ideas. And it's not, I would say it's not easy. I mentioned this in my book that in the eighth grade, my English teacher, Mrs. Moore, used to have us read short stories. And we had to answer the question, what is the theme? How do the characters fit in with the theme? What are the conflicts in terms of the themes? And I mean, it was difficult in the eighth grade and it never got easier. But I think that digging down to find that is what's going to really help us. Does that make sense? Will you buy that?
I Don't Need an Acting Class is created and hosted by Milton Justice. Senior producer is me, Walker Vreeland, and director of online media is Evan Sollers. Music provided by Jeffrey Keyser Trio, May This Be Love, from their album On My Way to You. If you have a question for Milton, please feel free to send your email to questionsformilton@gmail.com. That's questionsformilton@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at I Don't Need an Acting Class. And please subscribe, rate, and review. It's all we ask. It's all we ask. We don't do Patreon. We're not begging you for money. All we ask is that if you like the podcast, if you're getting stuff out of it, you subscribe and you rate and you review it. I can't tell you how much that would mean to us. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you back here next week.